Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Malachi 3, the verses 13 to chapter 4, verse 6. Malachi 3, 13 to chapter 4, verse 6. You have spoken arrogantly against me, says the Lord. Yet you ask, what have we said against you? You have said it is futile to serve God. What do we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly evildoers prosper, and even when they put God to the test, they get away with it. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. On the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty, there will be my treasured possession. I will spare them, just as a father has compassion and spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. There will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. My theme for reflection is serving God in faith when obedience feels unnoticed. Serving God in faith when obedience feels unnoticed. There is an old story about three bricklayers working on a grand cathedral. A passerby asked the first, "What are you doing?" He sighed and said, "I am laying bricks." The second, with slightly more enthusiasm, replied, "I am building a wall." But a third man, with a gleam in his eye, said, "I am building a house for God." The difference was not in their work, but in their perspective. The first saw only the labor. The second saw the project, but the third saw the purpose. Faith changes how we see our service. In Malachi 3, 13 to 4, verse 6, Israel had lost sight of that purpose. They were discouraged, frustrated, and weary. They looked around and saw the wicked prospering while their own faithfulness seemed to bring no reward. "What's the point?" they asked. "Why serve God when it seems to make no difference?" Their words were strong against the Lord, filled with entitlement and bitterness. They wanted immediate results, a visible return on their faithfulness. And when they did not see it, they questioned whether God even cared. Sounds familiar, or does it not? We too live in a world where faithfulness often seems unnoticed. We pray and see no answer. We serve and feel unappreciated. We try to live righteously, but watch the corrupt succeed. It is tempting to wonder, is it worth it? But Malachi offers a powerful answer. God sees, God remembers, and in his time he will make things right. The passage paints two contrasting pictures. First, there are those who arrogantly challenge God, treating him as if he owes them something. Their faith is transactional. They will serve as long as there is an immediate reward. But then there is another group, a faithful remnant, who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They did not serve because of what they could get, but because of who God is. And for them, something beautiful happens. A book of remembrance was written before him. This is a powerful image. In ancient times, kings kept records of those who had done great deeds so that they could later be honored. Malachi is saying, God has not forgotten your faithfulness. Your service is written in his book. The reward may not come immediately, but it will come. This is the posture Malachi calls us to. We serve not for applause, not for instant rewards, but because we belong to a God who sees and who will one day say, they are mine, my treasured possession. The passage then shifts to a future day, a day of judgment and healing. For the arrogant, there will be fire. For the faithful, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. It is a reminder that history is moving toward a divine resolution. In the end, all things will be made right. The wicked may seem to flourish now, but their time is short. Meanwhile, those who serve in faith will one day dance in the fields of God's restored kingdom. C.S. Lewis was right when he commented that faith is the art of holding on to things in spite of your changing moods and circumstances. Serving God requires this kind of faith, the faith to keep building, even when we don't yet see the cathedral. So where does that leave us today? My dear friends, maybe you feel weary in serving. Maybe you have been faithful, but life still feels hard. Maybe you have wondered, does any of this even matter? The answer is yes. Your faithfulness is written in God's book. Your labor is not in vain. The reward may not be immediate, but it is certain. And one day, when all is revealed, you will hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life have you been tempted to give up because you don't see immediate results? Number two, how does knowing that God remembers your faithfulness encourage you to keep serving? Lord, when we grow weary, remind us that you see. When we feel unnoticed, remind us that you remember. Strengthen our faith to serve you with humility, knowing that our labor is not in vain. May we trust in your timing and remain steadfast, knowing that one day we will see the fullness of your reward. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.